the darkest time of the year.
Darkest time of the year. It was really dark, actually. I'd get up in the morning, it was dark, go to the rink, and walk out of the rink, and it was already starting to get dark, so I didn't see the sun a whole lot. But it was a cool experience. It was short. I was only like 3.5 weeks, so... But I had some good memories from it.
Yeah, that lockout season, so it couldn't be longer.
Right, I hold up, like I waited. I thought the lockout was going to end, and then I came over, and I went home for Christmas, and then the lockout ended like January 1st or something.
Do you remember any away places where you played with IFK?
Yes, we did. We went to Serpa, I think it was like 5 hours away from here. Is that a city? Or like, what's it called? They have black and yellow jerseys. Is it 5 hours?
Serpa, yeah.
So I remember going there. We lost to them, which was kind of embarrassing at the time. At least the guys were making it sound like we shouldn't be losing to that team anyway. And then we went up north to Olo,
yeah.
Olo.
Yeah, it's a fly there.
I think we bus there, though. Is that possible? Is that set, like, no? Is that too far? I'm trying to remember
it's
if we
like
flew.
500 kilometers.
So what?
Normally they fly that. It's one of those games they fly.
I feel like we might have bussed there, but anyway.
Yeah.
I remember going up there. That was even darker. We had like 3 hours of sunlight, I think. So those are kind of memories. There's only 7 games, 3 weeks. So yeah. It wasn't a long time.
You scored once.
Scored once, 7 points.
So you have scored in
I have, yeah.
Finland.
Yes. And I can't even remember against who I scored. But yeah, it was a fun time.
How is it to come to? How do you feel like to come to Finland once again? Is this your actually second time?
Yeah, second time.
Yeah,
it is my second time. Yeah, it feels a little different because now I'm coming in with a team. So we're all in hotels. When I came here, I was with my wife. We were in an apartment, so I was kind of like living the life of playing here, not coming on the road here. So it's a totally different feeling for sure. But it's been nice to be able to get all the guys together. You know, we had a team dinner 2 nights ago, so we got all the guys together. It was nice to get some boundings and get the boys together.
We have had a couple of times NHL games here in Finland, but it's season start. Now you play in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
What's the difference? I mean, those...
Yeah, it honestly kind of feels like an outdoor game, like we do in North America, where like there's a week build up to a game, and then the games, it's the same meaning. It's 2 points on the line, but like there's so much around the game that sometimes you forget about it. But then once the game starts, you just play hockey and you got to get 2 points. So this kind of feels like one of those outdoor games that we do back in North America.
But there is no time difference. Here is.
There's no. Yeah, here there's. You got to get adjusted to the time difference. But I guess it's the same for both teams.
Yeah.
All in the same boat.
Are you already used to this time?
No, not yet. Not yet. I had a hard time sleeping last night. Yeah. But
Matthew, do you also kind of feel like this has a bit of that Western Conference playoff feel to it with all the throngs of media and focus on just two teams here?
Yes and no, because, I mean, you can't compare playoff hockey to the regular season, but I think, like I said, it feels more like one of those outdoor games where it's a week prior to the game. You're going there, you're practicing in the rink here, where like the stands, like there's a gap there, like it feels like the lightings, the nets, like the posts are smaller, like it's just a different feeling. It's nice.
How was the ice?
The ice was pretty good, I thought. It got a little choppy, like chippy at the end there, but. It's a little different, yeah. Like the lighting's different, I feel like. It'll be fun.
Yeah.